The second word. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Truly, today you will be with me in paradise. Intellectually, we know that God loves all of us corporately. Sometimes we might forget, though, that Jesus loves us personally and individually as well. On the cross, Jesus was taunted and mocked by the crowds and even one of the criminals crucified with him. Yet even at the height of his agony, Jesus did not respond angrily. He did not return hatred for hatred or scorn for scorn. Jesus showed love and mercy. He spoke kindly to the repentant thief. In response to the thief asking Jesus to remember him when he came into his kingdom, Jesus promised the repentant thief that he would be with him in paradise that very day. A paradise is a place of peace and refreshment, kind of like an oasis in the desert. We look forward to being together with Christ in paradise too when our lives are over, because his atoning sacrifice has opened the way for us. In that place, there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears.